Thank you very much, Maestro Marsalis, for your time. First, I would like to ask you about the improvisation, which I think is a symbol of personal freedom. What's your approach to improvising and to swing, which is about organizing rhythm, I think? How difficult is to achieve balance in terms of how loud someone play, how long is a solo, etc.?
Well, it's a challenge because the two things can be seen as paradoxical. Improvisation is what you want to do, and you have the freedom to do whatever you can invent. But swing is what we are trying to do, and that means you have to figure out some way to have what you want to do be related to what we are doing. And it's much easier to embrace personal freedom than it is to figure out how to work with others.
Yes.
But both things have to be present for the music to have a particular quality.
Each instrument has different characteristics. How is it for you to express your most intimate thoughts, your inner spiritual world, through this wonderful instrument, the trumpet?
Well, it's fun. Every person that plays an instrument is something about the instrument that's in their personality, and the instrument helps to teach them. Certainly my instrument has taught me a lot, and it comes with its difficulties, as every instrument does, but playing an instrument is a lot of, at the core of it is a lot of fun. It's much more fun than it is work, regardless of whatever level you play it on. It's like a gift you get on Christmas, be an instrument, like, wow, I got a saxophone, or it's something to play into. Help you focus your personality into what's inside of you. Your musicality is like your language without words. It's great.
For a great jazzman, for a great musician, improvising is, I think, a search for material which is endlessly transformable. But to perform and to express musical energy, a great jazz musician, a musician in general, have to have a wide palette to work with, personality, technique, a unique sound, a deep understanding of energy, a great knowledge to create music climaxes, etc. What do you think, Maestro?
Well, I think to be great at anything requires that you know a lot about it. But there's no crime in not being great. If you like to cook, do you have to be a great chef?
Yes.
If you like to play football, you don't have to want to be great. You can just want to have a good time. So it takes the knowledge and the resources and understanding and the knowledge of history and stuff to be great, to be on a certain level in relation to other people who've played. But in the arts and in things that also have a recreational component, you can have fun doing it at whatever level you're on. It's like having a conversation. You don't have to know big words to converse.
Yes. What is a seed of a composition for a jazz master like Wynton Marsalis?
Anybody, it's just an idea. It doesn't even have to be an idea in music. It could be an idea like, I want this to be two people talking to one another. Or, this is like how it felt when my mother passed away. It can be inspired by what somebody else did. I like the way this sounds. I want to do something like that. Or it can be inspired by not what somebody else did. I really don't like the way they did. I'm going to do this. Can be inspired by the general feeling in the air. This is what everybody is talking about. It's millions of things. It's like what you could write a poem about, or what you could think about. You can think about all kinds of things.
How would you describe your musical partnership with Nicola Benedetti and Cristian Macellaro, who, just like you, have a total commitment, a total dedication on the scene, on the concert podium?
Well, with Christy, because of his family and his father, and they're all involved in music, all his brothers and sisters, they all play and they sing. So they have a deep generational commitment to music and what it does. And with Nikki, because she's so much into education, she has her own foundation, and she is the festival director for the Edinburgh Festival. She's interested in a lot of arts. She's interested in integrating different institutions in Scotland that teach and in England, and she's interested in integrating older people and younger people and mid-range people and professionals and amateurs all together playing. So there's similarities. It's also, my father was in music and he believed in integrating everybody, and there are many similarities.
You've won so many Grammys and the Pulitzer Prize. Are the distinctions really important for a jazz master like Wynton Marsalis?
No, I'm honored to be honored by people, but for me, the everyday person, people I meet, I saw a couple of young trumpet players last night, and one of them said, we drove 300 miles to get here.
Yes.
Man, that's an honor.
Yes.
You know, it's to go to Christie's house and his mama cook for our entire band, that's an honor. To have people for all these years come to these concerts that we play, and it's not the most popular music, and they support it and come out, and so many stories of people and things. So all of those things is an honor.
Could we say that blues, standards, the swing beat, tonality, harmony, craftsmanship, and mastery of the tradition, all this indicates your musical credo, your philosophy?
That's one part of it. If you don't have those things, you don't have to be on a certain level of professional to play music. You cannot know a tradition. You cannot know swing. And you can still play and have a good time. Or you can be a part of an avant-garde of thought or creativity. Much of the music that's listened to in the world is made by non-musicians. They play with the sounds and the computers, and they come up with interesting things. They're part of another type of tradition. You can do what you want. You know, there are many things to do.
Yes.
For this music, there are certain particulars to it. Like if you want to be a professional football player, man, you have to be able to do what they do. If not, you can play, have a good time, or you can create another game. There are many possibilities.
Yes. Thank you very much, Maestro.
Thank
it was
you.
An honor. Thank you.
Thank you, Maestro.